Hello and welcome to the Radio Academy podcast with me, Roisin Hasty. This week's episode is a must listen for anyone who's trying to make it as a radio presenter. I think you're going to find the following chat really inspiring because we're speaking to Nicola Lashley, who's joined Alex Duffy as a new co-host on Viking FM Breakfast. She spent years in community radio before getting this break.
Good morning then from me, and good morning, Nicola.
Good morning.
Oh, she's real. Right, let's get started with a gale.
Let's go.
Alex and Nicola in the morning.
Across Yorkshire and Northern Lincolnshire.
Viking FM.
The pair of them are full of good advice, despite chatting to me after a very early start on their breakfast show. So let's get to it. Okay, so 2 weeks in on breakfast at this point that I'm speaking to you guys. How's it all going?
Okay, so far, I think.
Why do you sound nervous about that?
Well, on my side, it's been okay. I don't know about yours.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's been really good. So
good, yeah.
2 weeks in, and it feels like...
It's been a lot longer.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good sign. And nothing major's gone wrong.
Nope.
Having a nice time. So, by all accounts, first 2 weeks, I don't think could get better.
Great. And were you sort of like piloting together anyway before? Is that why it feels like it's been longer?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, the process before actually getting the job was quite lengthy. We did like a fair few demos together, didn't we?
Yeah. I think just because I'd done the show with Ellie for, what was it, 4 years, and it'd been like quite successful to that point. And I was like, we were saying we just needed to make sure we got the right person because we had a bit of time and we don't want to rush it. So we were like, well, let's just make sure that... we're definitely getting the right person to carry on everything we're doing, I think. So, yeah, so we did probably do more demos than a lot of people do when getting together. So that's given us a head start, I guess.
So was it a case of you saw the job vacancy then, Nicola, and you thought, oh, that'd be great, I'm going to go for it?
No, it was the complete opposite in that I saw the job application, or I was shown the job application by a friend, and... the minute I saw it, I even remember putting my phone down on the side and thinking, oh, I'll apply to that later. And when I did, I said to her, no, there's no point me going for it. It's how often does a breakfast show get put out for applications, for starters? There's going to be thousands upon thousands of applicants. I'm going to get completely lost in them all. And there's just no point. It'd be a waste of my time, probably theirs. And so I didn't actually apply for the job. But I'd sent off demos prior with Inbauer. And I just think I was really lucky in that the demo found somebody who had the Viking job on their radar. And then I think it got onto your radar.
Yeah, and suddenly we were like, yes, let's get her in. Like, I think that was it. Like, why didn't you apply for it? Like,
and
how many other people are out there listening going... who did exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Who also could be on another breakfast show somewhere else right now because they didn't have that confidence or they thought, actually, I wouldn't be enough. And we're at that stage in radio where, like we've been saying, like, you're on the community station breakfast show and now you're on our breakfast show because that's where the radio industry is at. So there's no barrier to anybody getting to anywhere anymore. Like, you've got it at Radio 1 with all the young people that come in and do the earlies and all the Christmas stuff as well that Alan's pioneering. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing now. You can go from... relatively newcomer to it to actually being somewhere quite good quite quickly. We had this chat the other week about how a woman will look at a job application and think, oh, I can only do 8 out of those 10 things, I won't get it, so not apply. Whereas men, particularly in radio, will go, oh, I could do 4 out of those 10 things, might as well send something in, it's worth a shot. I don't know why, but that, we were having a chat about how to get more women into radio and into management, into radio and into more senior positions.
Yeah, I mean, that we've definitely had women on this podcast before saying, you know, don't apologise, don't feel like you don't belong in that radio studio. Like, if you're not knocking on the door, it's not going to open for you.
Yeah, that's so true. So I definitely learned a lesson from this. Not only, you know, was it amazing to get the job, but I also learned that actually sometimes you need to be more direct and just go for it, because... odds are that the worst thing that's going to happen is that opportunity doesn't come to you anyway.
Do you know what? This has made me remember that my very first job in radio was in the Viking FM newsroom, and I was like, they were building this whole brand new news team, and they brought me in as a reporter, and I had barely any experience, and I just kind of learnt on the job. And
But I'd applied for a different job at Viking. I'd applied to be a newsreader for them, and maybe I'm the exception to what we were just saying, because I saw that job and thought, oh yeah, I'll give that a go.
That's amazing though.
I think I was just applying to everything at that point, and I obviously didn't get that job because I wasn't well trained enough as a newsreader back then. But the editor kept hold of my application and knew that he would also need an inexperienced reporter to bring in as a newcomer on the team. So yeah, definitely apply for everything. Yeah.
Just go for it.
Yeah.
And this isn't your first breakfast show, is it, Nicola? You were doing breakfast before in Portsmouth.
Yeah, so basically I was basically spending most of my time at a community station in Portsmouth called Express FM, and I was lucky enough to take over the breakfast show just under a year ago now. And I was doing that alongside my full-time job, which at the time was still working in Bauer, but not from a production perspective. And that was amazing. I learned so much doing that. It was a real baptism of fire in a lot of ways, because you're so self-sufficient, and you know, at that time of the morning, no one's around. So if there's mistakes or there's issues, you know, you're handling them yourself, and you get better really quickly. So the wake up I was kind of used to, but yeah, so breakfast, but this is obviously different as well, because it you know, it's a double header. I'm doing it with Alex, which is a completely different dynamic. Doing a breakfast show on your own, I think, is so hard, because you're having to maintain a certain level of energy and momentum throughout the entire thing. You don't have anybody to bounce off. So yeah, it was completely different, but yeah, really valuable. And I think I would have found it so much harder coming into this role if I hadn't have done that before.
Yeah, big up Community Radio for giving you the training tools to get where you are.
It's so important. Like, I wouldn't have been able to have done it without it. And I think radio's such a difficult industry to get into when you first start, that you have to take any opportunity that's available in front of you and completely rinse it for everything you can. Make all the mistakes, ask all the questions, experiment as much as you can, because you're not going to get that kind of experience or training anywhere else. But also you're getting to learn who you are behind a microphone and working out what your style is and what you enjoy and what you don't like.
Because I'm sure there were days that were tougher than others, where you'd be, you know, waking up to do your breakfast show and then you'd finish the show and go in and do your full-time job, and that must have been exhausting.
It was, I won't lie, there were some days where I thought, there's not much longer that I can do this for, just because, you know, it's really hard. A breakfast show is hard. Content, you know, everything that you're planning, et cetera, et cetera. And then in the later stages of that as well, I got some cover shifts at Hit. So I was kind of doing breakfast in the morning, working my full-time job, and then in the evening going to do Hit's Drive in Bournemouth and Poole. So yeah, it was very hectic, but so worth it.
The only person I know who's literally gone to breakfast hours and gone, oh, the hours are a dream.
Yeah.
Like, you've been doing what you do, and then you go home. Nicola's been going, I've got so much free time, I don't know what to do.
I'm sure there's so many people that will be listening to this who are currently going through that slog of trying to get the break that they want, that will be music to their ears, Nicola. On the other side of the spectrum, Alex, you've had lots of experience of Bauer. You've been on breakfast at Viking for a number of years. Before that, you were also working at Bauer on other shows. Is it refreshing to get somebody new on the show like Nicola? Is it shaking things up for you a little bit?
Yeah, because there's a whole new avenue of content. Like, it's a whole new person to explore what they like and what they don't like and things about their personality, where we can take it. And I'm in such admiration of those shows that have been on for 20-something years, the Boogies and Bowies and Big Johns of the world, who still churn out exciting content after 20-something years. I don't know how on earth they do it. Like, it's great that I've got a new person so we can, you know, explore Nicola's personality from the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, on my part, it was quite intimidating at first, just because...
Am I intimidating?
No, you're not.
Right, okay.
But
why am I not intimidating?
Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a minute. Fine. You are very intimidating. basically, you know, the show was doing really well, and Ellie was amazing, and they had a really good rapport between them both. And so, even though there wasn't any pressure put on me, I kind of put the pressure on myself to make sure that I didn't want to lose any momentum for the station. And if anything, I wanted to kind of help it, you know, go a little bit further. So it happened really quickly, and actually now, in hindsight, I think that may have been a good thing because I didn't really overthink anything. I mean, on the first show, I kind of just went for it. There was no kind of preempting it. So from my perspective, yeah, really intimidating, but easy to get into, much easier to get into than I ever expected it to be. I think that's partly down to Alex, though, because he is so relaxed. In a good way, in a good way, it's, you know, it's a very relaxed environment. So you feel completely at ease and you can just run with whatever's coming because you there's already that sense of trust in each other.
Yeah, and do you agree, Alex? Did you feel like, I mean, maybe you're overcompensating to make Nicola feel more relaxed? I don't know. Are you feeling as relaxed as you seem?
No, I hate everything she's done so far. So I'm just holding it back. No, like genuinely, we were talking before we started and it takes, as you know, like it takes years to properly get that rapport with somebody. But it feels like we've started on a really strong footing straight away. So if this is like, we had a meeting the other day, which is why I'm about to sound like Eddie Boss in radio. But I was like, if this is where we're starting from, they were like, well, let's see where it can go to, because it already a week or two in sounds like we've got to know each other pretty well. And yes, so hopefully it'll get better from here. But
yeah, we haven't had this conversation yet with each other. So it's really interesting listening.
This is like a debrief, isn't it? This is like a very intense debrief that's being recorded for everyone to hear. Do you find that the relationship that you have off air is just as important? Are you having to nurture that as much so that you genuinely become mates? You know what like makes each other laugh, you know how to press each other's buttons, etc. Because that translates on air, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think for me it's really important. I think even before like I met Alex, I think in general when you're listening to somebody on the radio, you know, listeners aren't silly. They know straight away what's fabricated and what's coming across as natural. And I think when you have a good off-air relationship, the minute you get behind a microphone, it only gets better. It never gets worse. I think when you've got a loyal listenership as well, like Vikings, it's important to respectfully come in, if that makes sense. You know, you don't want to ruffle too many feathers. You kind of want to introduce yourself and come in and get to know people as you would if they were in the room with you. And sometimes that can be a bit of a slow burn. But we had that kind of discussion initially anyway, and we decided that was probably the best way to play it. And it seems to be going well so far.
Is there anything from the last 2 weeks that stands out for either of you as like, that was a moment when it just felt like we clicked, or like we got a really good thing going, or this listener reaction was so lovely? Or
I've got one of you.
Yeah,
I think you're thinking of the same one as me.
Yeah. Do you want to explain it?
Does it involve grandma?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Look how sink you are already.
Grandma's, what was it?
Curtains.
Grandma's curtains. Washing grandma, cleaning grandma's curtains. I can't even remember how we ended up there.
Oh, I do.
It was a question.
It was a completely innocent remark. Yeah, my nan used to clean her curtains.
How? What did she? She take them off the pole and put them in a washing machine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How often? Chris has been on carpets. It's the wrong answer to. You're right. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Alex was trying so hard to just keep everything together and keep the feature running.
We're going into the news. I didn't want to end up on like the radio fail. Someone had to finish it off. Yeah. So it's just natural, isn't it? It's clearly not prepared. It's clearly two people getting on and having fun. And I think that is like the heart of what we want to do, isn't it?
Yeah,
if you
exactly
sound like
that.
You're getting on and having fun, then the listener is involved in that. So
yeah. I can't ask much more than that, really.
Yeah,
amazing. Well, on this podcast, we always end by asking our guests to give us three pieces of advice that they would give to others who want to work in the radio industry. Mm. And I want to put that question to you guys.
Shall I start?
I'm trying to think of something that's not
okay.
Yeah, if you
because I've got two that I could potentially
oh, great.
Say. The first one is kind of tying back in with what we were saying earlier, which is don't fall into the trap of thinking, I won't try that because I want to get there. Sometimes you pass B because you want to get to C and you're at A, but you forget that you have to kind of move through something to get to the other side. And I think anyone who's trying to start out in radio, the most important thing is to say no. It's to say yes. It's to say yes to everything. Because even if something doesn't go the way you think it's going to go, you're still going to come out better for it in the end because you would have learned some kind of lesson, whether it be technical or content-based or even just about yourself, how you respond to it and what you're interested in doing. And if you can, and you know, if you're at the bare bones and you're at the beginning and you have no idea where to start, I would say throw yourself into community radio in any way that you possibly can, in any capacity. It's so, so important. And I really do think it's just a vital part of radio in general. And I think sometimes it can get overlooked because you kind of just want to go to the big name straight away. But actually, without community radio, I don't think that you'd be able to have those kind of, you know, big names to work towards. And the other thing as well is that I think I came to radio reasonably late in comparison to most people. I didn't get my first paid job on radio until I was 30. And there was a huge part of me in the initial stages of trying to make it work. I was almost telling myself, there's no point because you're too old for it now, almost. Like, everyone's fresh and young and gunning for it. And you're kind of, you know, making things so much harder for yourself. But I don't think that's true now. And I think one of the amazing things about radio is that there are so many audiences to cater for and so many opportunities for presenters of any age, any style, that you will find your place within it somewhere, because there will be somewhere for you. So if anyone's listening to it and thinking, oh, you know, I didn't start when I was 18, just don't be put off by it, because you can still absolutely make it happen.
Good advice. I'll do a content one, because I, like, for me, we always try to find content in everything, whatever you're doing. And a lot of people, when you chat to people, they say, where do you get your ideas and where does creativity come from? And you're like, everywhere and everything you do and every part of the day, there's something in it. And it doesn't matter if in that moment you can't think of it, because we all have those moments, but at some point you will. And I'll often go and just take myself off to a coffee shop and just sit down with my laptop and just listen to what on earth is going on all around me and look at stuff that's going on online, and write down a whole page of ideas, and then we take them into the meeting and turn a lot of them into stuff that can be used on the show. So, just open your ears. And, like, whenever we go for a walk around town, my other half always has his bloody AirPods in. And I was like, no, I need to hear what's going on around me. Like, I want to listen to the world and see what other people are doing. Because that's where a lot of ideas come from, I think. So being aware of the world around you.
Great advice from those two, which hopefully will help anyone who's trying to get their break in radio right now. As always, you can send us your ideas for episodes to podcast@radioacademy.org. Now, we couldn't make these episodes without the support of our Radio Academy members. It's just £3 a month to join, and you get loads of other benefits too. Thanks for listening.